Iraqi police say the truck bomber targeted a police checkpoint a few kilometers from the Sunni city of Ramadi in the volatile western province of Al Anbar. Local council member Mohammed Natta told Iraqi television that the bomber struck at around 11 in the morning in a densely populated neighborhood. He said the truck was loaded with explosives and chlorine, and many casualties were taken to a hospital in Ramadi. Recently, insurgents have been using chlorine in their attacks, which when released into the atmosphere sickens those who come in contact with the toxic gas. Officials accuse al-Qaeda in Iraq of perpetrating the attacks, which have occurred in mostly Sunni western Iraq, where many tribal leaders have withdrawn their support for the terrorist group. Meanwhile, in the southern city of Diwaniya, a stronghold of the Shiite Mahdi army, Iraqi and U.S. forces conducted security sweeps of the city. U.S. military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Garver.
This morning, Iraqi and coalition troops launched Operation Black Eagle down in the town of Diwaniya in order to stem rising militia violence.
Residents said a curfew had been imposed and that troops were blocking streets and conducting house-to-house searches. Khalil Jalil Hamza, the governor of Diwaniya, said Iraqi and U.S. forces clashed with armed groups from the area, but he did not have any information on casualties. Lieutenant Colonel Garver said the operation would continue.
The operation will continue until that part of Diwaniya has been cleared and the militia influence has been either driven out or the militia members acting against the will of the Iraqi people either captured or killed.
Meanwhile, another journalist has been killed. Radio Free Iraq reports its correspondent, Khamel Khalaf, was found dead in Baghdad Thursday. She had been missing for 2 days amid fears she had been kidnapped. More than 150 members of the news media have been killed in Iraq since the war began in 2003. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Baghdad.